probably not, in general, in the habit of being aggressive, not committing aggressions against the students that you interact with. Right? I'm not just talking about a physical aggression, but also verbal. I'm assuming you're not insulting people or the like. But I expect, whether you know it or not, you probably are committing microaggressions. A microaggression is a tiny little aggression, often unintended, although not always, that by itself could be easily overlooked, but that tends to build up over time. Exclusionary language and wording and so forth that others can find reduces their ability to feel good. It can have various effects. It can build awareness of stereotypes, causing stereotype threat. It can reduce a sense of belonging, causing people to feel like they don't belong and can't handle what's going on. They can cause people generally to be sad or angry. They can cause stress. There's all kinds of effects that a large number of small aggressions carried over time can have impact on people. Many microaggressions are accidental. Certainly, they can be intended, but I'm going to assume that most of RTAs aren't intentionally aggressive, and so they're making these accidental microaggressions instead. Accidental microaggressions often come from using the wrong words. And what do I mean by wrong? I mean words that will be heard or understood differently by your audience than they were intended. For example, people that are learning English may find that idioms or sort of advanced or obscure vocabulary, which may be intended as more expressive or entertaining, can instead be seen as exclusionary, words selected to exclude the people that are learning this complicated language. We might also find that people are all kinds of other things. For example, I might have implicit biases. I might see somebody, and through years of experience, my brain might tell me a pronoun that my brain thinks is the right pronoun for that person, which that person doesn't associate with. And so, if I simply speak, allowing my subconscious to create this implicit bias could produce the wrong word, which could be seen as an aggression against their identity, regardless of what I intended. There are many such microaggressions that we could discuss, okay? There's all kinds of wrong words that we can use. And how do we know if something is microaggressive? In general, you need to learn how something is heard by other people. Because they're accidental, you probably weren't aware of all of their problems. So this means you need to learn about what other people understand and change or adapt to match that. There's one particular aggression that we definitely need to talk about. We could even argue that it's larger than micro, although sometimes it's thrown into micro. And it's some version of the don't be offended aggression. Imagine I were to say something offensive to you. I don't know what's offensive to you, but I'm assuming you do and can pick something. I'm going to use as a proxy in this case. Let's suppose I were to insist on calling you a fool. Or to use this phrase over and over again, and when you asked me to stop, instead of stopping, I said, "Oh, I mean no offense. I'm going to keep calling you a fool, and you should not be offended." I have now added to what perhaps was intended as an insult, I've added to the insult a denial of your ability, your personhood, your ability to be offended or to tell me what's offensive. I have redoubled this and made it significantly worse than it was before. So avoid any version of that, direct or indirect. Don't tell people it's their fault they're offended. Understand their offense and change to avoid giving it. This can take work, this can take time to retrain your subconscious biases, but over time you can move in this direction. Now, another thing I'll comment on here is that this is something that you should be doing, okay? The person that is feeling this offense could potentially eventually retrain their brain not to initially notice the offense. Whether that's always possible or not is not always clear to me. But even if it was possible, it is likely that people that are receiving a large number of microaggressions are also facing other kinds of challenges. Stereotype threat, implicit biases, they're penalizing their behavior, additional stressors, perhaps they're needing to learn a new culture. There's lots of things they're dealing with. If you can take some of that load off of them, then you can make things significantly better for them. And if they are your students, this means you can help them succeed and help them do well in their class without this additional penalty.